Four envoys have presented their letters of credence and reports from their predecessors to President John Mahama at the Flagstaff House in Accra. The four envoys are from Australia, Lebanon, Sweden and Trinidad and Tobago. President Mahama charged them not to follow the business as usual trend, but work towards stepping up bilateral relations and cooperation in various sectors between their countries and Ghana. Pascaline Adadivo with the report.
The Australian High Commissioner to Ghana, Joanna Danson, was the first to present her credentials and coincidentally the only female among three male colleagues. She sees her duty tour in Ghana as exciting. Ms. Danson pledged to work hard to boost relations between Ghana and Australia to a new level in the area of bilateral and multilateral relations. President Mahama urged her to woo the Australian private sector to Ghana's oil and gas sector. Australia already has a strong presence in Ghana's mining, education, infrastructure and agri sectors. The Lebanese ambassador Ali Hassan Halabi lauded Ghana's assistance in peacekeeping efforts during the civil war in that country. The Lebanese embassy in Accra for many years has been without an ambassador and has been run by a chargé d'affaires. Sweden's ambassador to Ghana is Ivanti Kilander. Sweden is a major development partner to Ghana, and its private sector is well known in the telecommunications industry with its popular Ericsson mobile phone brand. President Mahama asked Mr. Kilander to work towards expanding business ties, particularly in the area of renewable energy. Trinidad and Tobago, the twin island state, is represented here by Nyahuma Obika. Ghana and Trinidad and Tobago have close historic ties. George Padmore, the great historian and Pan-Africanist hailed from that country. All Ghana's past presidents also paid visits at some point to Trinidad and Tobago. President Mahama solicited the country's support for Ghana's oil and gas sector.
As you're aware, Ghana has a fledgling young oil and gas industry, and it was necessary for us to learn from the experience of countries that have had the best practice in terms of utilizing oil and gas. And I must say that Trinidad and Tobago has been one of the countries that has shared freely its experience with Ghana. And so we want to continue to work together to see how we can up the bilateral relations between us. Trade between our two countries is low, but I'm sure that there are other sectors in which we can collaborate to improve, you know, the bilateral programs that we share.
Mr. Nyahuma Obika said Trinidad and Tobago is ready to share experiences and resources with Ghana. He advocated exchange programs between Ghana and Trinidad and Tobago on the technicalities regarding oil and gas.
We are very eager to engage the Republic of Ghana. I believe that time is now for us to work together, take control of our future. And in order to do that, we must therefore determine our presence. The Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, though we are a very small twin island state, we are well prepared, willing and determined to join our hands and our feet across the Atlantic.
High Commissioner of Trinidad and Tobago, Nyahuma Obika, ending the report by Pascaline Adadevo.